Hey, good morning.
Thanks so much for calling in.
No, thanks for having me.
We are so excited. Everyone was complaining when the show sold out. Great for you. It sold out so quickly, but everybody wants to go, and so they were thrilled that you added another date.
Yeah, you know, we've done multiple dates in several cities throughout the years, but I've never done a multiple stadium show date. And so as long as I've been doing this, is that, you know, you always you get to some point in your career, you think a lot of the first go away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a first for me. It's exciting. And my relationship with the fans in New England is second to none. I mean, that's been built, as you know, it's been built over years. And it's just been a really special place for me to come play. Now, we didn't play in Foxborough last year. You know, we didn't play in New England last year.
Oh, we know. Believe me, we know. We heard.
I missed it. You know, I did. I missed it a lot. And so this year, when our first show did as well as it did, I told everybody, I said, if we can make it work and make it happen, let's do another one, and it's going to be extra special. And another reason I wanted to do a second show in Foxborough is because those will be the last two shows of this year's tour.
So much
and
fun.
Those shows are always, you know, they're bittersweet for us, the people that, you know, are on in the band and crew, because, you know, we're having fun and then we're saying goodbye for a while, you know. But for the fans, it is the most spontaneous, the most fun.
Well, I've been to your last show before on tour, and I know that if the crowd is feeling it, you guys will stay up there. It's awesome.
Yeah, we play for a while. I'm usually pretty tired at the end of the year, but I don't really want it to end either. So we play forever. I remember one night, I think it was in Atlanta, we played for almost 4 hours, and it was a special night. I can't tell you how special it is for me to know that this year's tour is going to end in New England, and we're going to do 2 nights there, and it's going to be a blast. It really is.
And Kenny, it seems like the last show of any tour is pretty crazy to begin with, and we can usually expect some surprises. What can we expect from you for that last show?
I'm working on that, you know, and that's something that I'm going to be working on probably throughout the year. You know, people are busy, and I've always, on the last show 1 year, I had Joe Walsh and Dave Matthews out there. The last show of 1 year, I mean, McGraw came out with me, and we just sang forever. It was fun. Nobody knew he was coming. We sang all of my songs, and then we ended up singing the most of his. It was a lot of fun, so we'll see. Having Zach Brown out there with me and all the people we know, you never know who's going to show up.
So Kenny's answer to me is, I'm not telling you, buy a ticket and go to the show, and you'll find out then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I really don't know what it'll be, but it's going to be something fun, I promise. Me and the band are very anxious. We start rehearsals on Monday, believe it or not, and we open our tour in less than 6 weeks.
Now, I know that you're busy in between because you do rehearsal and you exercise and you do kind of all that stuff, but since you're going to be here for 2 days, are you going to go out in Boston? You're going to come to Providence? What are you going to do in between?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just depends. I don't even know if the Red Sox are playing. If the Red Sox are playing, I'll probably do a little bit of that. I've got to be a pretty good boy. You know, it's still school night, even though it's the last two shows of the year. Because there's nothing worse than going out and, you know, kind of forgetting your focus and going out there and having a lot of fun and then thinking, oh my God, I've got to play in front of 50,000 people tomorrow night.
Amanda, who's on the show with us, would be happy to be your tour guide at any point you need her.
Yeah, you got it. Well, whatever.
And I imagine you can get some
anything.
And I imagine you can get some pretty good seats at Fenway, so count me in on that.
You got it, man. I love Fenway. You know, it's a special place.
Kenny, want to ask you, because it's coming up very soon, Valentine's Day. What would be the perfect romantic date or night for you?
Usually, I've been in rehearsals for Valentine's Day. But for me, Valentine's Day is kind of a unique day because it's also my grandmother's birthday. All my love goes to her first. And then the perfect romantic date, it would be somewhere around the water. I've taken dates out on my boat before, you know, and had a lot of fun. And I like being in that environment other than just the normal whatever. That'd be my perfect date if it was warm enough.
Very true. Well, we have to say congratulations, by the way, because right now it's really hard to get a song to the top of the charts, and you've had Somewhere With You on the top of the charts for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and that's been a really good record for me, and a great way to get the momentum start this year in the tour, and it's leading up to be a great, great summer. And thanks for saying that, because, you know, I've been very blessed to have a lot of songs do well, but it's been a while since I've had a song. We've had several number ones lately, but it's been a while since I've had one that stayed up there that long and really connected that long with a lot of people. And I just felt it was a very universal song, and it was a very relatable lyric and a very unique song.
It's a little bit different of a sound for you, and it's great to hear you do it.
Thank you. I felt it was a unique song for our format. It didn't sound like anything. And the first time I heard it, I went, that's what I was looking for. It was, you know, people say, well, what are you looking for? I don't know until I hear it.